another thing I'm told, you know, and is that when you lease, you tend to get, you know, for the same amount of money that you probably, you know, be paying if you bought one, you can get a much more better appointed vehicle. And part of the reason for that is that, you know, the residual is better on a loaded car than it is on a Spartan car. So you can often get, you know, many levels up, or, you know, several, you know, a few levels up from what you might have normally gotten in creature features that you might not have otherwise sprung for, but it pays in a lease because the residual value will be higher, and therefore the lease payments stay down. So, that's always been the case. I noticed that when this last car I bought, because I bought right at the worst possible time, there were no cars to be had. What cars were there were being sold. There were no leases. But I'm thinking seriously about going in for a new one. Although this car is perfect. I mean, it's only got 26,000 on it, and it checks every box for us. So I don't know why I really need to go in and get it. I got a 7-year bumper-to-bumper Ford warranty on it. By the way, well, you're leasing, so it doesn't matter. But if you wait until after you buy a Ford and then go buy the extended warranty, Ford warranty from, there's two dealers. There's one out east and then there's one right here in Michigan. But if you buy your extended warranty through them, it's actually kind of a bargain and really worth it. And it's transferable, so it helps with the resale and all that. But I digress. You're leasing, so that doesn't matter. But good deal. I'll have to swing by and check it out.